Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. O come, let us worship. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. O come, let us worship. Reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome, and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and every other creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God, and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glorify the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Let the earth glorify the Lord. Glorify the Lord, O mountains and hills, and all that grows upon the earth. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, O springs of water, seas and streams, O whales and all that moves in the waters. All birds of the air, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Glorify the Lord, O beasts of the wild, and all you flocks and herds, O men and women everywhere. Glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Let us glorify the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. In the firmament of his power, glorify the Lord. Praise him and highly exalt him forever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I speak to you in the name of God the Father, our Creator, God the Son, our Redeemer, and God the Holy Spirit, our Sanctifier. Amen. I felt it impossible to look away from the media these last couple of weeks. Certain images have stuck in my mind. The images of protesters wearing protective cloth masks and standing face to face with riot police wearing body armor and armed with batons, pepper spray, and rubber bullets. The image of the phrase "Black Lives Matter" written in huge yellow lettering along 16th Street in Washington, D.C., just down the road from the White House, the height of the letters taking up the full width of the street so that the message spans over 100 meters. The image of a privileged white man, the elected president of the United States of America, holding a book he doesn't understand, the Bible, in front of a building he doesn't frequently attend, an Episcopal church, having instructed riot police to use rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse crowds of peaceful protesters including the clergy of that church. Neither the parish clergy nor the diocesan bishop, Marianne Edgar Budd, were consulted about the use of the church property or sacred scripture as a backdrop and prop for photo op to announce a deployment of military forces to dispel protests, an action clearly antithetical to the values espoused in both sacred scripture and the Christian community that gathers each Sunday at that house of worship. And I'm filled with horror and shame when I recall the image of George Floyd lying face down in the street with a police officer's knee against his neck for a full 8 minutes and 46 seconds, as Floyd said repeatedly, "I can't breathe." Amidst these images of anti-black racism, abuse of power, and protest movements, we have Trinity Sunday, sometimes called Heresy Sunday, because most attempts to explain the mystery of the Trinity usually devolve into one heresy or another. When we say the Trinity, we mean the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, three persons. The Athanasian Creed is perhaps the best attempt to clarify the Trinity and is attributed to the 4th century Bishop of Alexandria, Saint Athanasius. Here are a few lines from the Creed of Saint Athanasius. "We worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the essence. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father, uncreated, the Son, uncreated, and the Holy Spirit, uncreated. The Father, unlimited, the Son, unlimited, and the Holy Spirit, unlimited. The Father, eternal, the Son, eternal, and the Holy Spirit, eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal. And also there are not three uncreated, nor three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite." How someone could fail to see the relevance of this description of the Trinity for our immediate circumstances is of no surprise to me. Indeed, were you to ask Anglicans to recite the Athanasian Creed, most would look very puzzled. The portions that I read is roughly a quarter of the length of the Creed, 12 lines out of 42. As far as attempts to explain the Trinity go, it's downright concise, for you have to begin with an important observation. The Trinity is a mystery that is impossible to fully explain. And yet, the Trinity is foundational for us as Christians. The portion of Matthew's Gospel that we read this morning is referred to as the Great Commission. In it, Jesus commissions the disciples to go out into the world to make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When a person is baptized Christian, they are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Each of the three persons of the Trinity enriches our understanding of the unified God, God the Father who created all, who in the very beginning breathed over the face of the deep and spoke creation into being, God the Son in whose incarnated body we are knitted together and in whose resurrection we are brought to new life, and God the Holy Spirit working in us and through us to help further God's reign of justice and peace. Imagine baptizing the name of only God the Father, or only the Son, or only the Holy Spirit. Theologian Stephen Boyd writes, "Rather than an isolated monad, God from eternity is relational. Between the Father and the Son, for example, there was, is, and always will be self-giving. The unity within God is a unity of love, a unity in which the identity of each person is not swallowed up and annihilated, but is established. God's power lies not in force, control, dominance, or selfishness, but in self-giving, mutuality, and love. The diminutive powers of racism and hatred are impotent when compared to the radical love of God in Christ Jesus, and fear and prejudice cannot defeat the light of God that has shone in the darkness since the beginning. I began this sermon by speaking of the different images in the media these last several weeks that have remained with me, some which have filled me with anger, others with guilt, and still others with hope. Our scripture reading this morning from Genesis calls us to recall another image, the image of humankind, made in the image of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Michael Ramsay, the 100th Archbishop of Canterbury, said of the Trinity, "The doctrine of the Trinity is the affirmation that self-giving love belongs to God's perfection. The self-giving of God towards his creatures is possible because of the glory which Father has with the Son and the love of the Spirit eternally. God's perfection, God's glory, lies in self-giving as he gives life to all of creation. But this is possible only because God's very being is relationship. God is not alone. The love that exists among and between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a unified love that has also touched our bodies and souls. Imagine if we saw people through the loving eyes of God, recognizing that in the midst of incredible and beautiful diversity, we can enjoy the unity that comes from knowing we are all God's beloved. Race, gender expression, religion, sexual orientation, none of these ceasing to matter, not treating them as invisible, but rather allowing them to be more important and more celebrated as we recognize that they are gifts of God, and that what God has made is indeed very good. In the full knowledge that we are each made in the loving image of God, may our thanks always be to God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Let us confess our faith as we say, "We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen." Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. Let us offer our prayers to the source of all love and life, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. O Lord, guard and direct your church in the way of unity, service, and praise. Lord, hear our prayer. Give to all nations an awareness of the unity of the human family. Lord, hear our prayer. Cleanse our hearts of prejudice and selfishness, and inspire us to hunger and thirst for what is right. Lord, hear our prayer. Teach us to use creation for your greater praise, that all may share the good things you provide. Lord, hear our prayer. Strengthen all who give their energy or skill for the healing of those who are sick, in body or in mind. Lord, hear our prayer. Set free all who are bound by fear and despair. Lord, hear our prayer. Grant a peaceful end and eternal rest to all who are dying, and your comfort to those who mourn. Lord, hear our prayer. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. I invite you now to offer your own prayers and petitions to God. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Father, we praise you. Through your word and Holy Spirit, you created all things. You reveal your salvation in all the world by sending to us Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Through your Holy Spirit, you give us a share in your life and love. Fill us with the vision of your glory, that we may always serve and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Took their flight.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.